I'm Maria. This is Friar Roderick here for airmaria.com, and we're in Washington, D.C. for the March for Life. We are very honored to have Lila Rose here for live action. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Friar?
Good. We had an interview with you 3 years ago. This is before when you're getting started, pretty much, or getting more started than you are now. You're very well established as very prominent in the pro-life world. And but that time you were also doing some a very interesting thing was happening in your life, becoming Catholic, mm-hmm. at a very busy time in your life. Yes. Now, can you tell me about that? Why did you become Catholic at that time?
I'd love to. Well, I became Catholic. I mean, why? Once you know some of the truth of the one true church, and once you begin to know the true presence and learn about the true presence, you begin to hunger for the church. So it's kind of a difficult question to answer. Why would you become Catholic? I mean, why wouldn't you become Catholic? But for me, part of my journey was just learning more about the church as a teen. And my dad and I was homeschooled, so that's part of it. My dad actually was on his own faith journey, and he had a lot of books of the church fathers and doctors in our home growing up. So I was reading the church fathers and doctors and becoming more and more convinced and convicted about the one true church, even though I didn't really have a lot of Catholic friends or I didn't really have much of an understanding of it beyond that. And then when I got to UCLA, I kind of fell in with a Catholic group there with a women's Opus Dei Center, and I started to just learn more about the faith and study it more, and I just began to hunger for the Eucharist and want so badly to be able to receive the Eucharist and be part of the church, and so it was only a matter of time before I was confirmed.
Wow. So when you were studying the fathers and you saw that there's this thirst for the true church, were you this true church in your mind, the Catholic Church at that time?
Yes, I think that, yes and no. I mean, I didn't really understand it as much as I should have. I was raised as a Protestant, so I had an evangelical background, and we were raised reading the Bible and, with being taught relationship with Christ, so that was good, but there were pieces, of course, missing that are so essential to our faith, like the Eucharist and confession and these beautiful gifts that Christ has given his church to support us, to nourish us, and
right.
So I think that it tempted me. It caused me interest. It made me curious when I learned about certain aspects of the church.
Yeah.
And the saints were very informational for me because I learned stories of the saints. I mean, I read Mark Twain's Joan of Arc when I was 12.
Oh, great.
And I just admired her so much.
Right.
And I admired, Our Mother Mary. Even though she wasn't really very revered in the Protestant church,
right.
she was still mentioned occasionally.
Right.
And I just thought, what an amazing woman.
Right.
I wanted to get to know her.
Right.
I wanted to learn from her. So I think that, there are a lot of little pieces here and there that kind of the Holy Spirit, moved me towards. And then coming to UCLA and meeting more Catholics and the Catholic priests who really formed me, helped me actually enter the church. So,
the nourishing side of things is probably very important for
yeah.
you, who are in a very demanding apostolate, right?
Yes. Yes, I think that without the life of prayer, my pro-life work and apostolate, it wouldn't be possible, of course. I mean, this is just work I consider it. I'm doing a little piece in God's garden for life and doing my little bit of work for him, and so I don't most of what I've done and I've been able to accomplish, live action has accomplished, it hasn't been of my own design. I mean, it's been a taking one right step at a time, working hard, trying to discern the next step, and prayer. Without prayer, none of this is possible. Prayer is the lifeblood of the pro-life movement.
And so how's this prayer life doing? Is it growing in spite of all the busyness?
It has to, or else the busyness can't be sustained. So, making it, spending time before the Blessed Sacrament, even 15 minutes of mental prayer, try to make your holy hours as much as possible. Your rosary, even if you don't do your rosary instead of the Blessed Sacrament, then in the car or on the metro for me now, because I just moved to D.C., so on the metro, or, make sure you're doing some spiritual reading. San Jose Maria is one of my favorites that I return to. I just finished a meditation on St. Therese's thoughts. So there's so much richness to our faith. There's amazing opportunities for us to grow in our closeness with Christ. So take advantage. Build your life of prayer. It's wonderful. I mean, it's hard at first because you have to form that discipline and you have to kind of, even when you're not feeling it, you have to go and take time to sit with our Lord. But there's nothing more rewarding. And doesn't our Lord deserve that bit of your time?
Right. How does this work into your whole pro-life ministry as far as here you are, trying to save the lives of babies and stuff, and doing very direct work with you go into abortion clinics, right? And trying, so that's very it's very amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're up against the culture of death,
right.
And Satan, there's nothing more that Satan would like to do than to steal, kill, and destroy, and he loves to turn families in on itself. He loves to turn mothers against their children, fathers against their children, spouses against spouse. He wants to turn us against one another. So remaining in the life of prayer and growing in intimacy with Christ is so essential to building the culture of life. We each have to know, it for us to know how to love one another, we have to receive Christ's love.
Right.
So we have to go to him and ask him for love and ask him to teach us how to love. So it all comes back to prayer, and it all comes back to building, learning intimacy with our Lord, which is something he gives to us if we ask for it, if we allow him to give it to us.
Well, that's very beautiful, Rose, Lila, and it's, it's very inspiring that you're doing so much with life, so much with love, and so much with intimacy to Christ, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, and God bless you. Pray for us. Pray for our young people.
We definitely will.
Thank you.
I'm Maria.
You.
God bless you.